Chapter 7. Driver Privilege and Penalties. The Driving Privilege. Driving is a privilege, not a right. State law allows, or requires, an individual's driving privilege to be suspended for certain motor vehicle violations, which means the driver license will be taken away and the motorist may not drive for a stated period of time. In addition to license suspension, fines and imprisonment may also be imposed for moving violations. The length of suspension depends on several factors, including which law is broken and how many convictions a motorist receives. Likewise, license restoration depends on the types of offenses and the number of convictions. A habitual offender is a motorist whose driver license has been suspended 3 times in 3 years. To avoid any problems, it is important to know and obey New Jersey's traffic laws, which are in place to protect every motorist. Some suspensions are decided on a case-by-case basis. If the sentence is not mandatory, the chief administrator of the MVC or the courts may suspend driving privileges. Reasons for loss of driving privileges may include, but are not limited to the following reasons. Failure to answer or pay parking tickets. Driving while suspended. Failure to provide proof of insurance. Physical or mental disqualification. Drug or alcohol use. Traffic law violations. At fault in a fatal crash. Failure to respond to an MVC notice. The MVC chief administrator may also require a re-examination of any person considered to be a problem driver. This re-examination will help determine whether driving privileges should be suspended. Driving under the influence, DUI. If a driver's blood alcohol concentration is 0.08% or higher, or a person operates a motor vehicle while under the influence of intoxicating liquor, they may be convicted of driving under the influence. NJSA 39:4-50. Drivers under age 21, the legal age to purchase, consume alcohol, found with a BAC of 0.01% or more while operating a motor vehicle will be further penalized. NJSA 39:4-50.14. In New Jersey, a person must be age 21 or older to purchase, possess or consume alcohol. Underage drinking is illegal and can have severe consequences for young people who drink and for adults who provide alcohol to those under age 21. If a driver under age 21 buys or drinks alcohol in a place with an alcoholic beverage license, he, she may be fined $500 and lose his, her license for a period of time. NJSA 33:1-81. If a person under age 21 does not have a driver license, the suspension starts when he, she is first eligible to receive a license. NJSA 39:4-50.14. Also, the person may be required to participate in an alcohol education or treatment program. Mandatory penalties. First offense, operating under the influence of alcohol, BAC 0.08% or more but less than 0.10%. NJSA 39:4-50. $250 to $400 fine. 12 to 48 hour participation in an intoxicated driver resource center, IDRC. IDRC fee of $264 for the 12 hour program or $321 for the 48 hour program. Up to 30 days imprisonment. $100 drunk driving enforcement fund fee. NJSA 39:4-50.8. $100 alcohol education, rehabilitation and enforcement fund, AERF, fee. NJSA 39:4-50.b. $1,000 annual surcharge for 3 years. NJSA 1729A-35.b. 2.b. $75 Safe Neighborhood Services Fund fee. NJSA 2c. 43-3.2. $125 DUI surcharge. NJSA 39:4-50.i. $33 court costs. NJSA 22A:3-4. $1 body armor replacement fund. NJSA 39:5-41.d. $1 New Jersey spinal cord research fund. NJSA 39:5-41.e. $1 Autism Medical Research and Treatment Fund. NJSA 39, 5-41, F. $3 New Jersey Forensic DNA Laboratory Fund. NJSA 39, 5-41, G. $1 New Jersey Brain Injury Research Fund. NJSA 39, 5-41, H. First offense, BAC 0.10% or more. NJSA 39, 4-50. $300 to $500 fine. 12 to 48 hour participation in an intoxicated driver resource center, IDRC. IDRC fee of $264 for the 12-hour program or $321 for the 48-hour program. Up to 30 days imprisonment. $100 drunk driving enforcement fund fee. NJSA 39, 4-50.8. $100 alcohol education, rehabilitation and enforcement fund fee. NJSA 39, 4-50, B. $1,000 annual surcharge for 3 years. NJSA 1729A-35, B, 2, B. $75 Safe Neighborhood Services Fund Fee. NJSA 2C, 43-3.2. $50 Violent Crimes Assessment Fee. NJSA 2C, 43-3.1. $125 DUI Surcharge. NJSA 39, 4-50, I. $33 court costs. NJSA 22A, 3-4. $1 body armor replacement fund. NJSA 39, 5-41, D. $1 New Jersey spinal cord research fund. NJSA 39, 5-41, E. $1 autism medical research and treatment fund. NJSA 39, 5-41, F. $3 New Jersey Forensic DNA Laboratory Fund. NJSA 39, 5-41, G. $1 New Jersey Brain Injury Research Fund. NJSA 39, 5-41, H. License Suspension and Interlock. For first offenses prior to December 1, 2019, 3 months to 1 year license suspension and possible interlock device requirement during suspension and for 6 months to 1 year following restoration. For offenses occurring on or after December 1, 2019, BAC of 0.08% to 0.10%, must install ignition interlock device for 3 months, license suspension, forfeiture, until ignition interlock device is installed. BAC of 0.10% to 0.15%, must install ignition interlock device for between 7 months and 1 year, license suspension, forfeiture, until ignition interlock device is installed. BAC at or above 0.15%, must install ignition interlock device for period of license suspension, forfeiture, and then between 9 months and 15 months following license restoration, license suspension, forfeiture, of between 4 months and 6 months. Underage offense. Underage first offense, BAC 0.01% or more but less than 0.08%. NJSA 39, 4-50.14. 30-90 day suspension of driving privilege, on the day motorist becomes eligible to obtain a license or on the day of conviction, whichever is later. 15 to 30 days community service. Participation in an intoxicated driver resource center, IDRC, or alcohol education and highway safety program. Breath test. NJSA 39, 4-50.4. New Jersey has an implied consent law. This means that motorists on New Jersey roadways have agreed, simply by using New Jersey roadways, to submit to a breath test given by law enforcement or hospital staff following an arrest for an intoxicated driving offense. Motorists who refuse to take a breath test will be detained and brought to a hospital, where hospital staff may draw blood. Motorists who refuse to take a breath test in New Jersey are subject to a violation surcharge of $1,000 per year for 3 years. Depending on the number of past offenses, A conviction for refusal could result in the loss of driving privileges, to run concurrently or consecutively, based on a judge's order. Convictions for refusals in connection with a first offense will result in the loss of driving privileges until an ignition interlock device has been installed. Different penalties apply to violations committed prior to December 1, 2019. Ignition interlock device. NJSA 39.4-50.17. A motorist who is convicted of a DUI offense may be required to install an ignition interlock device in any motor vehicle they principally operate, for offenses prior to December 1, 2019, or in one motor vehicle the person owns, leases, or principally operates, whichever the person most operates, for offenses on or after December 1, 2019, during and after the entire period for which their driving privilege is suspended. This device is attached to the vehicle with a built-in breathalyzer and prevents the vehicle from starting if the motorist's BAC exceeds 0.05%. The interlock requirement is in addition to any other penalty required under the state's intoxicated driving statute. First DUI offense with BAC of less than 0.15% prior to 1 December 2019. Installation of ignition interlock device for 6 months to 1 year from the date of driving privilege restoration. Judge's discretion. First DUI offense with BAC of less than 0.15% on or after 1 December 2019. Installation of ignition interlock device for 3 months to 1 year from the date of driving privilege restoration. First DUI offense with BAC of 0.15% or higher or refusal to submit to breath test offense prior to 1 December 2019. Installation of ignition interlock device during suspension and for 6 months to 1 year from the date of driving privilege restoration. First DUI offense with BAC of 0.15% or higher or refusal to submit to breath test offense on or after 1 December 2019. Installation of ignition interlock device during suspension and for 9 to 15 months from the date of driving privilege restoration. Second or subsequent DUI or refusal to breath test offense prior to 1 December 2019. Installation of ignition interlock device during suspension and for 1 to 3 years from the date of driving privilege restoration. Second or subsequent DUI or refusal to breath test offense on or after 1 December 2019. Installation of ignition interlock device during suspension and for 2 to 4 years from the date of driving privilege restoration. If the court sentences a motorist to install an interlock device, he, she will receive an MVC notice explaining how to obtain the device, as well as an additional MVC notice confirming the suspension. An approved list of interlock device manufacturers can be found on the MVC's website at www.njmvc.gov. Intoxicated Driver Resource Center, IDRC. State law requires that any motorist charged with an alcohol-related traffic offense must be detained at an IDRC. Each of New Jersey's 21 counties has an IDRC where first and third time offenders are detained. Second time offenders are detained at one of three regional IDRCs. The NJ Department of Human Services, Division of Addiction Services, and the Intoxicated Driving Program coordinates all IDRCs. www.nj.gov/human-services/dmhas/resources/treatment/saw_idp.html. During detention, all offenders attend an alcohol and highway safety education program. The center evaluates each offender for an alcohol or drug problem and determines the need for treatment. Those deemed in need of treatment are referred to an appropriate provider for at least a 16-week treatment program. Satisfactory participation in a state-assigned program is a condition for re-licensing. Failure to comply will result in further loss of driving privileges and the possibility of imprisonment. Motor vehicle violations. Unsafe driving. A conviction of unsafe driving that endangers a person or property requires payment of a fine of not less than $50 or more than $150 for a first offense. Not less than $100 or more than $250 for a second offense. And not less than $200 or more than $500 for a third or subsequent offense. Motorists will be assessed 4 motor vehicle penalty points if the third or subsequent offense occurs within 5 years of the prior offense. There is also a $250 court surcharge for each offense. NJSA 39.4-97.2. Reckless driving. Driving recklessly in a manner that willfully endangers the rights, property or safety of others is punishable by imprisonment of up to 60 days, or by a fine of not less than $50 or more than $200, or both for a first offense. NJSA 39.4-96, also, points are assessed. Abandoning a vehicle. Motorists who abandon their motor vehicles on or along limited access highways for 4 hours or more without permission are subject to a fine of not less than $100 or more than $500 and possible loss of driving privileges for up to 2 years. For subsequent violations, the fine is not less than $500 nor more than $1,000, and the suspension is up to 5 years. The same penalties apply when owners abandon their vehicles on any highway or public property or on private property without consent for 48 hours or more and when owners abandon their vehicles for any period without current license plates. NJSA 39.4-56.5. Carrying alcoholic beverages. Motorists who carry open or unsealed alcoholic beverage containers or unsealed cannabis items in passenger areas of motor vehicles are subject to a fine of $200 for a first offense and $250 or 10 days of community service for all subsequent offenses. NJSA 39.4-51A and 39.4-51B. Ice and snow. Motorists of private vehicles face fines of $200 to $1,000 for each time ice flies from their vehicles and causes death, injury, or property damage. Fines for commercial owners and operators range from $500 to $1,500. NJSA 39.4-77.1. Also, motorists who do not remove snow or ice from a vehicle before driving are subject to a fine of $25 to $75 regardless of whether any snow or ice is dislodged from the vehicle. Highway construction zones. Speeding or other moving violations in areas undergoing highway construction mean doubled fines. Some offenses include reckless driving, careless driving, speeding, improper passing, tailgating, improper turns, failure to observe traffic lanes, failure to observe a traffic signal or sign, and failure to obey directions of an officer. NJSA 39.4-203.5. 65 miles per hour zone. Speeding 10 miles per hour or more above the posted speed limit or other certain moving violations in a 65 miles per hour speed zone means doubled fines. Some offenses include racing on a public highway, refusal to comply with an officer's request, failure to obey traffic signs or signals, failure to comply with rules for passing another vehicle, failure to obey road markings, failure to observe distance between vehicles, and careless driving. NJSA 39.4-98.6. Failure to comply. Motorists face a $50 fine if they fail to comply with a police officer's request to illuminate the driver's compartment of the vehicle when stopped. NJSA 39.4-57.1. Insurance fraud. Motorists convicted of fraud on insurance applications and claims forms may receive fines of up to $5,000, or imprisonment for up to 3 years, or both. In the event the motorist fraudulently receives or attempts to receive $500 or less, she may be fined up to $500 and, or imprisoned for not more than 6 months as a disorderly person. In addition, a person convicted of an automobile insurance crime will lose her driver license for 1 year. NJSA 39-6A-15. Hit and run. A hit and run involving bodily injury or death results in a fine of $2,500 to $5,000 and/or 180 days in jail for the motorist. In addition, for a first offense, the motorist loses her license for 1 year. For a subsequent offense, the motorist permanently loses her license. NJSA 39.4-129. Lying on application. Lying when applying for a license or registration will result in a fine of not less than $200 or more than $500 and, or up to 6 months imprisonment. A motorist will also lose her driver license or registration privileges for 6 months to 2 years. NJSA 39.3-37. Driving while suspended. Driving while a driver license and or registration is suspended can result in the following penalties. First offense, fine of $500 and up to 6 months additional license and or registration suspension. NJSA 39.3-40. Second offense, fine of $750, jail sentence for not more than 5 days and up to 6 months additional license and or registration suspension. NJSA 39, 3-40. Third offense. Fine of $1,000, a 10-day jail sentence and up to 6 months additional license and or registration suspension. NJSA 39, 3-40. Additional penalties for driving while suspended. Driving while license and or registration is suspended for failure to properly insure a vehicle will result in a fine of $500, an additional driver license suspension of 1 to 2 years and possible court-ordered imprisonment for up to 90 days. NJSA 39, 3-40. Driving while license and or registration is suspended and having a crash that causes injury to another person will result in a fine, continued suspension and the potential for a minimum 45-day jail sentence. NJSA 39, 3-40. Driving while license and or registration is suspended for a drug or alcohol offense, refusal to take a breath test or if the motorist is a habitual offender, will result in a fine of $500 and an additional license suspension of 1 to 2 years and or possible court-ordered imprisonment for 10 to 90 days. NJSA 39, 3-40. Driving while a driving privilege is suspended due to driving while under the influence, refusal to submit to a chemical test or for a habitual offender offense and driving on school property or within 1,000 feet of school property or through a school crossing zone will result to 1 to 2 years additional suspension time, a $500 fine and between 60 to 90 days imprisonment for a first offense. For second, third and subsequent offenses, the suspension and fines remain the same, but the imprisonment term is increased to 120, 150 and 180 days, respectively. NJSA 39, 3-40. Driving after failing to install an interlock device, as ordered by the court, results in a 1-year suspension, in addition to any other suspension or revocation already imposed, and may include penalties as a disorderly person. NJSA 39, 4-50.19. It is a fourth-degree crime to drive while under suspension for a first violation of NJSA 39, 4-50, driving under the influence, or NJSA 39, 4-50.4a, refusal to submit a breath test, and the driver had previously been convicted of driving while suspended while under suspension for the DUI or refusal conviction. It is a fourth-degree crime to drive while under suspension for any second or subsequent violation of NJSA 39, 4-50 or NJSA 39, 4-50.4a. NJSA 2C, 40-26. Other violations. A vehicle owner who knowingly allows another motorist, who is currently suspended for driving while intoxicated or suspended for refusal to submit to a chemical test, to operate his or her vehicle. The result is a fine of no more than $1,000, imprisonment for no more than 15 days or both. A vehicle owner who violates this law on 3 or more occasions would also be subject to a 90-day driver license suspension. NJSA 39, 3-40. A motorist who loans an identification document to another motorist. He, she may be fined $200 to $500, face jail time and face a suspension of license. NJSA 39, 3-37. A motorist who has another person take the driving test. Motorists may face a $200 to $500 fine and or imprisonment up to 6 months. The driver license may also be revoked. NJSA 39, 3-37. Failure to meet the conditions of a sentence imposed, such as to pay a fine, make restitution or perform community service. It may result in a court-ordered driver license suspension. NJSA 2B, 12-31. Failure to pay a total of 6 months of court-ordered child support or provide health insurance. If a child support-related warrant exists in the motorist's name, the courts can order basic and commercial driver licenses and professional occupational licenses to be suspended until payments are made. NJSA 2A, 17-56.41, NJSA 2A, 17-56.43. A boater convicted of operating under the influence, DUI, on New Jersey's waterways will be suspended from both boating and all driver license privileges and be fined $250 to $500 for the first offense, $500 to $1,000 for the second offense and $1,000 for the third and subsequent offenses. Violators under 17 years of age will have their vehicle and moped license privileges delayed for 3 months, 6 months and 2 years for first, second and third offenses, respectively. NJSA 12:7-46. Driving under the influence, DUI, conviction. A motorist caught with a passenger under 18 years of age at the time of the violation will face a disorderly person's offense, will receive suspension of driving privileges for not more than 6 months and will perform up to 5 days of community service. NJSA 39:4-50.15. If an individual is at least 13 years old but under 18 years of age, his, her driving privileges are subject to suspension or postponement for a graffiti conviction. NJSA 2A:4A-43. Sets false alarms, moped or other motor vehicle privileges may be suspended, or eligibility will be postponed. Additionally, the individual is subject to court-ordered civil penalties. NJSA 2C:33-3. Driver programs. Driver improvement program. Motorists who accumulate between 12 and 14 points in a 24-month period or more will receive a notice of scheduled suspension by mail from the MVC. Upon receiving the notice, a motorist can do one of the following. Attend a New Jersey Driver Improvement Program, may not be eligible if points were accumulated within a 24-month period. Request a hearing. Surrender his, her driver license for the suspension period. The MVC Chief Administrator or an Administrative Law Judge will determine if driving privileges should be suspended for a motorist who is granted a hearing. A motorist who successfully completes a driver improvement program will have 3 points removed from his, her record. NJSA 39:5-30.9. Drivers may schedule training with a licensed statewide safety organization, or a New Jersey licensed driving school licensed to conduct a New Jersey approved driver improvement program. Please visit the MVC website at www.state.nj.us/mvc/license/driverprograms.htm for a list of licensed providers. A $75 administration fee, payable to the MVC, is required prior to scheduling a class with a private provider. An additional program fee, payable to the program provider, is also required prior to attending the class. After completion of a driver improvement program or after restoration of a motorist's driving privilege, he, she will be in a probationary period for 1 year. Any moving violations that occur during this probationary period will result in a scheduled suspension of the motorist's driving privileges. Probationary driver program. A motorist begins a 2-year probationary driver period after receiving a special learner or examination permit. During this probationary period, a motorist convicted of 2 or more moving violations totaling 4 or more points must enroll in the probationary driver program, which is administered by a licensed statewide safety organization or New Jersey licensed driving school licensed to conduct the probationary driver program. NJAC 13:2017.6. Visit the MVC website. www.state.nj.us/mvc/license/driverprograms.htm, for a list of licensed providers. A $75 administration fee, payable to the MVC, is required prior to scheduling a class with a private provider. Plus, an additional program fee, payable to the program provider, is required prior to attending the class. Completion of this program will result in up to a 3-point reduction on an individual motorist's driver history record. Failure to complete the program or conviction of 1 or more subsequent moving point violations during the test period will result in a suspension of driving privileges. Defensive driving courses. Most road crashes are caused by motorist error. To reduce the likelihood of being involved in a crash, a motorist needs to understand the concept of defensive driving. These voluntary courses provide a motorist with standard crash-preventing techniques. Upon completion of the defensive driving course, 2 points will be removed from the accumulated points currently on a driver license. NJSA 39:5-30.9. The motorist may qualify for an insurance rate reduction. Contact your insurance agent for more information. The MVC will only recognize a defensive driving course once every 5 years for point reduction. NJSA 39.5-30.9. In addition to classroom-based courses, motorists also have the option of taking an online defensive driving course. The MVC provides a list of approved online providers. For a list of state-approved defensive driving courses, visit the MVC website, www.state.nj.us/mvc/license/driverprograms.htm. Mature Driver Program. A mature driver should constantly re-evaluate his, her driving skills. Defensive driving courses are available to mature drivers, 55 years and older, at various driving schools or through specific organizations. Various providers offer a driver safety class that is intended to help drivers live more independently as they age and remain safe on today's roads. The 6-hour class, open to everyone, helps motorists refine existing skills and develop safe defensive driving techniques. The course is also available online. As a bonus, course participants may be eligible to receive a state-mandated, multi-year discount on their auto insurance premiums and a reduction of 2 points off their driving record, if applicable. Other restrictions may apply. Consult your insurance company for details. For a list of state-approved defensive driving courses, visit the MVC website at www.state.nj.us/mvc/license/driverprograms.htm. Violation surcharges and point violations. Motorists who accumulate 6 or more points within 3 years are subject to a surcharge of $150 for 6 points and $25 for each additional point. Surcharges are levied in addition to any court-imposed fines and penalties. Surcharges will remain operational if a motorist has 6 or more points on his, her motorist record resulting from violations posted in the preceding 3 years. Point totals are based on the date the violations are posted to a motorist's record, not when a violation occurred. NJSA 1729A-35. Standard point reductions do not apply to the violation surcharge system. Convicted or administratively suspended motorists must pay a prescribed dollar amount each year for 3 years. Ways to pay a violation surcharge bill. Mail payment to NJSVS, P.O. Box 1502, Morristown, NJ 08057-9704. Pay online at www.njsurcharge.com, online services. Use charge by phone. Call toll-free 844-424-6829, using MasterCard, Visa or Discover. Visit any MVC Regional Service Center in person. Restoration fees may be paid online through our website https://nj.gov/mvc/license/suspension.htm. Failure to pay any violation surcharges may result in a collection action. The MVC may file a judgment action in the State Superior Court for unpaid surcharges, secure a lien against any real property that a motorist owns, file for wage garnishment or take other legal actions. NJSA 1729A-35, motor vehicle convictions may increase automobile insurance premiums assessed by a motorist's insurance company. Point system. The MVC keeps track of a motorist's driving record by adding points to the record when the motorist is convicted of a moving violation. The more serious the violation, the more points the motorist is given. See the following point chart for various possible violations. All point violations after March 1, 1974, will stay on a motorist's driving record. 2 points will be added to a driving record for traffic violations committed in other states. Up to 3 points will be subtracted from a motorist's point total every year that the motorist goes without a violation or suspension, and the motorist's driving privileges remain in good standing, but the point total will never be reduced below zero. NJSA 39.5-30.9. Traffic laws are enforceable on highways, roadways, parking areas, driveways, and grounds owned and maintained by government entities. Interstate compacts. New Jersey belongs to 2 interstate compacts. Member states exchange information to ensure motorists comply with the law and that they receive penalties for violations. The Non-Resident Violator Compact assures that non-resident motorists in member states will receive the same treatment as resident motorists. When motorists receive traffic citations in member states, they must fulfill the terms of that citation or face the possibility of license suspension in their home state until they meet those terms. Non-resident motorists have due process protection and cannot be detained out of state. Currently, 44 states and the District of Columbia are members of the compact. Alaska, California, Michigan, Montana, Oregon, and Wisconsin are non-members. The compact does not apply to parking or standing violations, highway weight limit violations, and violations of hazmat transportation laws. NJSA 39-5F-1 through 39-5F-30. The Driver License Compact exchanges violation information with other states in the District of Columbia. Out-of-state violations become part of a motorist's New Jersey driving record. Georgia, Massachusetts, Michigan, Tennessee, and Wisconsin are non-member states. NJSA 39-5D-1 through 39-5D-14.